Welcome back to TTLG, where we take you through the looking glass. I'm Ryan, joined with Joseph and Gorgie. And we're going to just talk about the Terra ecosystem and this kind of little bloodbath we saw yesterday. I know it's been rough for everybody out there, so we just kind of wanted to address a couple things in the ecosystem and just kind of get everybody's perspective of how this all went down. So, guys, what's going on? What do you think about all this crazy, crazy bloodbath?
Well, I will say, anybody that's watching this, right? Like, there are a couple of reasons that just to quickly level set, there are a couple of reasons that we've been offline for a little bit. Number one, our travel schedules were super crazy. And we were actually kind of all on the road for the better part of the last month. So I just wanted to mention that. Number two, you know, there are a lot of channels, a lot of podcasts, a lot of talking heads when things are up and things are good, right? But the reality of these ecosystems is that the meaningful work happens in the, you know, when there's not a spotlight on some of the projects, right? And, you know, the hype cycle's fun. It can be really uplifting. It can give you a ton of energy. It's exciting watching small numbers become big numbers. But the reality of it is risk and reward and how those two things are correlated do not just evaporate because we're talking about some special technology, right? The more risk that you are taking, the more the possible reward is, but the more risk that you are taking, right? And so there are some, you know, we wanted to hop back into this because, you know, from our perspective, we're evergreen, right? Pardon my language here. If they're fucking up or fucking down, you're still going to get content from us because we're here, we're working in this space, we're building in this space, we're thinking about this space daily. And so we want to make sure that we're like setting that proper tone here. We've got the house in the background burning the fuck down. And I am telling you, anybody that's watching this, just know, like, we're not going to bullshit you, right? Like, I mean, for me personally, I got spanked hard in the past couple of days. The reality of it is some of the systems that we thought worked well didn't work as well as they maybe should have. And frankly, there's a lot of complexity that just kind of rolled out. So I think I just wanted to set the tone here. The goal of really, you know, a video in these kinds of, even if we have two views, right? If we have two views and somebody watches this and you just are feeling a little bit better about your situation, you're not alone. And if you took a big hit, no matter what that is, reach out to people, right? The lunatics group, you know, the lunatics groups on Twitter, super active. Hit me up, hit Georgie up, DM us. And no kidding, if you're super struggling and just having some problems because of how you navigated this or whatever, you got people to talk to. Your mental health is the most important thing. So just make sure you're minding that. But let's get to the mechanics of this fuck show. and talk about what happened. I just wanted to level set with that because if there's somebody that's watching this that's like really struggling, reach out, dude, because there's more to life than crypto, you know.
Yeah, so. thanks for telling all our viewers about that, Joseph. We appreciate it. And towards the end of this, we just have some information we want to share with you, kind of TTLG's vision moving forward. But first, let's just kind of break this down, Gorgie, and see what you know, kind of all happened here. It's been
rough. First of all, not financial advice, right? I'd say information and entertainment, but let's just say information and like a reality check only. And we're laughing, but we all went through a shock with the market action and the confluence of events, whether it was the external exploitation or attack on the thin UST pools, whether it was the exit of whales from Anchor Earn that spooked everybody, and then everybody started looking at the PEG, and in fact the panic created a cascade of the PEG of UST dropping, and then a liquidation cascade, and all the FUD that, you know, comes with all of that. So all of these events, watching it live, I mean, everybody feels physical pain. Everybody feels physical pain. So definitely, I want to echo what Joseph is saying. Because markets go through these cycles. And if you've gone through some ups and downs like we have, we know we'll recover, we'll make it better, we'll be better in the long run. The most important thing is surviving it, and mental health, physical health, emotional health, you know, take care of yourselves. Very important. So that's actually an advice. It's not financial, but it's just life advice. Definitely take care of yourselves.
Let me steer. I appreciate you saying that, Georgi, because I, you know, totally agree with you. But let me steer this in kind of a different direction here. Sure. So at one of the things that we talk about, obviously, I wouldn't say that we talk about all the time. Most people talk about all the time, the Terra ecosystem is this like Luna UST reflexivity that was really proving out to be kind of an interesting iteration of an algorithmic stablecoin, right? And so again, the goal of this next kind of segment here is not like to figure out what happened. Like there are so many kind of levels of forensics that need to happen to really understand how this thing came about, what ended up, you know, what ended
and
up
we're still occurring. Expecting a statement from Dole and TFL yes. and LFG. Yes. So right. they will definitely do that as well, yeah. kind of more formally.
So my question to you guys is, with what level of confidence, and be honest, with what level of confidence do you have today that this is, I was going to say a speed bump, that this is, yes, things have been nuked, but like, is this coming back online? Has this changed the way that you see the Terra ecosystem? Like, just kind of cards on the table. Let's look at like, what's your outlook generally on the Terra ecosystem after this? Because like, just to be frank, this was a structural, there is a question mark on the structural integrity of the ecosystem after a break like this, right?
Right.
We'll have to see where it ends up. But what are your thoughts generally? Like, do you think this is recoverable?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think a lot of this stemmed from the ANC bar rate increasing to 80%, right? Because I think that passed when we were in the $50 range. You know, we had dipped from the $100 mark, and then the ANC proposal passed at 80%. So what did everybody do? They bumped up that bar rate and, you know,
got liquidated.
Every single person on here. So that's what took us to this 120 mark. And I think it was just a cascading effect of all these people looping. You know, there's a lot of people on Twitter that condone looping, and you know, they see people make money doing it, so they think, okay, well, I'm gonna do it. And you have to kind of keep your expectations in check. You know, the bar rate's up to 80%, you know, I wouldn't I don't see any reason why this thing can't go down 80%, right? I mean, with all that leverage in the market, it just creates an opportunity for things to go the other way just as quick. So
I mean, man, I think Anchor, we definitely are I want to come back to Anchor specifically and how it handled this sort of stress test that happened, right? Like the combination of this massive exodus plus massive deleveraging and the liquidation can cascade. But actually, to look at your question more broadly, Joseph, I'm going to say something controversial. I think structurally, nothing's wrong with the system, or at least it's not broken. Because it's an experimental system, and you can see the evolution of Luna UST relationship with the various assets as collateral, and like having to still manually deploy that collateral, the BTC UST pool, instead of doing it algorithmically, because the algorithms are still being built. I think that this was a very severe stress test and confluence of events, whether it was an attack or coordinated, possibly, and holidays, and you know, some things were mishandled strategically with Anchor allowing all these liquidations and the system while the system is clogged up. But the system itself, as a decentralized stablecoin that needs an active management, so it's not a passively managed fund that just is going to just float and be able to handle all these market tremors, you know. So I think it actually is holding up. The peg should slowly get restored. That's really, really critical.
Right. What
I think went wrong is some of the mismanagement with anchor. Ryan, you're absolutely right. We definitely need to break it down, but also the FUD. So the depegging was not as severe this weekend. People exiting and losing confidence and just purely speculatively saying this doesn't work because it dropped 2% or 1.5%, and creating a double-sided sell pressure on USD and Luna, plus Bitcoin dropping, plus liquidation cascade internally and externally, plus pressure on the external pools, almost too much stress on the system that is, if it's not coordinated, it's so heavily correlated that, I mean, for all of these things that I listed to happen simultaneously is a very rare event. Although, right. You know, when markets are down, things go wrong. But did it break? I wouldn't say it broke the system, but it showed us there are a lot of retail investors, maybe not so much the long-term holders or the large holders or people staking. It showed us a lot of retail investors are very influenced by emotion still.
Yeah.
And
which,
you know,
which we knew,
right? And
it's very
sentiment-based
and sentiment-driven. Go ahead.
You're absolutely right. And I think, but we all know this space is like that. But I think particularly in this time when we have, like, we're on the cusp of a bear market or maybe already in a bear market, and everybody is very sensitive and watching the Fed, and everybody's on edge, one, like, almost looking for a bad news and an excuse to just capitulate and throw the towel. So I feel the depeg, a little bit of bad news, and everybody just ran. And I think that is an event that it's a psychological event for the community. And we are seeing that even on Bitcoin, but Bitcoin is decentralized enough, the network is big enough where those pockets of things happening don't take it down.
Right.
Terra, still young, these things can bring it down, and they brought down the price. Sorry, I ranted a little, but I wanted to say, I don't know if we can say it's broken. Even the peg, depegging is something that should happen dynamically when you have something algorithmic, where the algorithm, I mean, if you want it purely algorithmic, you need to have a fucking general purpose AI algorithm like commanding this whole thing and running this whole thing for all possible situations. That's not possible. You need a management.
Right.
So just to repeat what you said, right? Mechanically, there's not a problem here, right? And I'm saying from the perspective that like mathematically, we should be able to say if there are outflows of a certain intensity from both assets, we would actually expect the behavior to be what it was.
That's right. Right? Yeah.
So,
right.
Okay. So then that's so I just want to clarify, when you say there's nothing broken, again, we're not giving investment advice, but these are mechanical systems.
Right.
So
yeah.
For example, a gasoline engine that runs out of gas and stops moving, it's not broken. It ran out of fucking gas,
right?
But the system worked as the system should have worked, which means if it doesn't have gas, it's not going to run. So okay. It's like, that is the analogy here, where it's like, was the system, it's not as if there was some fatal bug. It's that if outflows look like this, you know, are of this intensity and this kind of, you know, and this quantity, generally, we should say that, hey, man, the outcome is shitty, right? But the outcome is to be expected. So
right.
So then here's my second question. And I've been thinking about this a lot, because like I said, I got waxed on what happened the past couple of days, but I've been waxed before. I got waxed in Wonderland, for fuck's sake, right? Like, yeah. I mean, that was something that I was playing with, and it's all good, right? Like, I got waxed in 2000. you know, 2018.
Oh,
I got waxed trying to trade the halving in 2014. You know what I mean?
Wow. So like, okay, you proceed us all.
No, yeah. No. But my point is, you get waxed in these markets because that's the way that it works, right? Like, if you want to be a moon kid, great, but you got to understand that if you're aiming for the fucking moon, like, there is also a chance that your rocket just blows the fuck up and you end up at the center of the earth.
Right.
So that's the way that it goes. But my point in saying this is that the second thing that I've been thinking about here, what are your guys' thoughts on emergency brakes, system breakers, and kind of fail safes in the distributed space, right? Because here's the way that I'll set this question up. A, you say the market. These are mechanical systems. They're going to work as mechanical systems have been designed. If the engine runs out of gas, it just stops moving, right? Or you say, if the engine starts to run out of gas, we then, you know,
have a red light
and vehicle over,
right?
And helicopter gas in, fill it up so that the engine always stays running, right? And we never run out of gas, even though it's in the way that it's designed, if it ran out of gas, it stopped running. So my point is like, do you believe as what people don't want to admit in a situation like this, this is the free market. It's the way that it works.
Right.
And even if they're bad actors, like, this is what distributed architecture does at scale. The market is more free than it's ever been, right? Now, a free market can be manipulated. Of course, that's how it works.
Totally.
That's part of a free market. Bad actors are absolutely a native aspect of a free market, right? So my question to you guys is, do you think something like this, does it make you believe more in building like fail safes and emergency circuits and things like that? Or are you saying it is what it is? This is the nature of free markets.
Well, there's obviously a lot of new investors in the Terra ecosystem over the last 6 months, right? And once we hit that 80% mark, it's like, you know, we took the RPMs on that gasoline engine from, you know, 4,000 to 8,000, and right. no one was watching, you know, the fuel gauge, right? And the thing just burned up so quick.
And then we taped over the fuel gauge.
Right. That's exactly what happened, because everybody was like, well, let's just loop, and it's, you know, we're all going to make money. Well, here we are today, and obviously we ran out of gas, and things are kind of coming back to the norm. So to your point, do we need stuff like that? A brake pedal, or, you know, some kill switches? I don't see why we shouldn't have something like that on an ANC proposal, because you saw what happened. I mean, just the liquidation started and they just don't stop, because that's what it's designed to do.
Right.
Like, that is what it's designed to do.
Yeah.
So I think it worked flawlessly. I mean, and obviously the transactions, everybody was trying to repay their loans or pull Luna out or whatever, but it's just, obviously, if everyone's trying to do it at once for an ecosystem that's only programmed for however many users we have,
right,
something's going to give, right?
Yeah.
And the system's going to take over, and just those liquidations are just going to be a tidal wave until there's nothing left.
Well, right. Because that was part of my frustration, right? Is that you know, it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback here, so I don't want this to come off as anything other than like me trying to be, you know, reflective.
Right. Yeah.
On a crazy situation. But I actually caught this and started trying to like rectify, and I just didn't have access to the protocol. I didn't have access to the system.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and when I say I caught this, Georgi, yeah, so exciting news. We actually are, the TTLG has started to meet IRL, which is cool. But Georgi and I were at the MIT Bitcoin conference,
this past weekend.
Yeah, and so we saw the system shutter on Saturday night, right? Yeah. There you go, right? We saw the system shutter on Saturday night. And maybe it was that Natalie Liu presentation, man, that just gave me too much confidence.
Great talk.
So we saw the system start to shutter on Saturday night. For me, I started to kind of, take that into account as I was thinking about how to manage, assets on the network, but nothing was working. I mean, nothing was working as intended. I pared back, didn't pare back enough. And then we saw this just precipitous drop. So it's like, Ryan, what you're saying, I agree, right? Like if you're going to loop, for shit's sake, guys, we had people that had like suicide wallets, right? Where they're like looping up to 90, whatever percent, up to 80%. And they're just saying, hey, fuck it. If you get liquidated, you get liquidated. It's easy to say that until you get that cascading effect,
right?
That, is super, super brutal. My point is that, yeah, like, and I think this is my only hang up with the system, which, by the way, can't be fixed today, to be clear, right? My hang up was, for me personally, was taking certain action that, according to my dashboard, I should have been able to take and wasn't able to take, right? So right. I find that a little bit annoying. But we got to remember, man, Anchor Protocol is, what, a year old?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So and if you, and somebody said this, it may have been Lucky Luciano. Do you guys know Lucky Luciano on Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Super sharp cat, by the way. If you're watching this, go follow him. Like, his account first came out, and I was kind of like, whatever. But like, after hearing him speak, super articulate dude.
Yeah.
Really well put together. Follow this guy. Really, really appreciate the way that he was thinking about it. I think he maybe said this, and if I've misattributed it, I'll fix it in the show notes. But I think he said, this the ecosystem has gone from, what was it, right? Like 300 million or something, a year ago, or, whatever, to 15 billion, 20, whatever that number was, an insane amount of volume that was being handled through Anchor. This is the nature of this technology growing this quickly. It is impossible. What you build for $200 million is outgunned at a billion, much less 15 billion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's no possible way, from the perspective of a technologist, there is no way that those systems are going to hold. As a matter of fact, if you ask any technologist, what's the hardest part of building tech? Scaling is up there. Like, it is so hard to understand this, and to understand how complicated it can get under the hood. So you add on to that anything that's nefarious on top of just like a bunch of people trying to execute. I mean, let me put it this way.
Yeah.
If there were a liquidity, if there were a bank run or just a run in general on the stock market, the most liquid market in the world, and if you had the same percentage of people run for the door, the systems at NASDAQ would not be able to handle it.
Well, and to your point, like, having a circuit breaker or something, we've seen that, in Europe and Brexit, they limited cash withdrawals, things like that. We saw that in March 2020 with the U.S. markets. With the circuit breakers hitting at, 9-10%, because, they know what's going to happen. It's going to be a cascading effect like we just saw in terror.
Like we just saw. Now, but here's the thing. And this is what I want your guys' opinion on. What just happened is terrible, right? I read on Twitter that there are people that have unfortunately made some existential decisions around this type of shit. You can't take it lightly, okay?
Wow, like
it's a big fucking deal. And again, just to echo this, if you're watching this and you're upset or whatever, reach out. It's just fucking money in the end, but absolutely reach out. But to make the point, from the perspective of an investor, right? If you can somehow strip the emotion out of it, very hard to do, especially for most of retail, but strip the emotion out of it for just a second, okay? Do you think that these ecosystems are healthier minus an e-brake, minus a circuit breaker, enabling them to truly burn the fuck down as they kind of should from a total free market standpoint, or is it better at this stage in these technologies to have circuit breakers that allow you to preserve some of the integrity of the marketplace without enabling it to burn all the way down? There are trade-offs, right?
Right,
because
truthfully
at scale, and I guess I'll reveal my hand just real quickly before I hand it over to you guys. At scale, part of the way I feel about it is like the reason these markets seem to work intuitively better is because they're truly freer markets than the stock market, than the bond market. Then, I mean, there are less, there's less regulation, there's less, there's more kind of just like Adam Smith's invisible hand of, you know, of market signaling. You know, products are living and dying by their usefulness, right? It's not like, you know, so that's, I kind of lean towards the free market perspective on this, but also I say, these are human beings too, right? And like, the last thing I would want is like, no, like in the long run, tough shit, you right. just lost yeah. all your money and now you're like, you know, ODing because of some fucking distributed protocol, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, so what is your perspective though on the trade-offs of providing, again, an e-break, a circuit breaker, or whatever for these systems versus letting them be what they'll be?
So good. I don't question. Think, yeah, that's a great question. I don't think even if, you know, TFL implemented a kill switch or like an e-break, to your point, I think we're still decentralized. Like that doesn't, just because that's in the coding for us to, you know, have a brake pedal or whatever for a cascading effect of liquidations, like to say that that's not decentralized is bullshit.
Well, somebody's
in my opinion.
Making the call.
Well, no, it's a computer code at that point, right? Well, and okay. So let's say, okay, you have an algorithmic stablecoin. You have an algorithmic stablecoin, UST, right? How are you going to say that that's not decentralized when it's basically controlled by code, right? So, somebody coded that, a person coded that. So for you to say that
No. What
it's
I'm
not.
Saying, so here's what I'm also saying. If we want to get really technical about it, Terra is not that decentralized. I mean, that's the truth, right? Like,
right.
But what I'm saying is at scale, right?
Right.
Should
right.
someone be able to push the big red button?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't think it should be one person, but I think there should be some sort of coding that says, hey, an event or, you know, a price fluctuation of X percentage triggers this, and then liquidations have to go to 30% or whatever, you know, like, I don't know what that is. I don't have the data to make a good determination of what that could potentially be.
So I actually think that you're touching on a couple of philosophical things, but I want to be very clear, decentralized and autonomous, two different things. So decentralized or distributed does not mean it's run by algorithms and it's just, you let it go and it just goes off to wherever it goes, self-organizing, like the way, I don't know, the way a biological system.
Yeah.
So we don't know what the ultimate ideal of a decentralized system is. Bitcoin is a good example. Also, Bitcoin is not perfectly decentralized. You still have the the aggregation of miners and so on, but it is the most decentralized, and you see that makes it very resilient. It's already showing that resiliency with the exodus of miners from China and so on, and attacks from governments and so on. But for in this case, it's a legitimate question. And when you're building an automated market makers and something that is decentralized and distributed, but you have a human element, and that human element is unpredictable, and the human behavior can be organized like what we saw in the last 48 hours, which everybody is doing exactly the same thing, trying to exit, and there are not many exit doors, and you just pile up and just clog up the system. Why is everybody exiting? Because, you know, there's like a little bit of like somebody cries fire in a movie theater, right? So everybody's trying to exit. So you don't assume this kind of behavior will occur, and it creates a rare event. And for that rare event, you can plan some things, and you should have some ways of halting the system, or let's say burst open doors where there's a bigger exit in
right.
case like that. Specifically in Anchor's case last year, when we had the Oracle feed issue, there was a whole thing for 4 hours, 6 hours, I don't remember, allowing transactions to go through and not allowing liquidations. That would have been appropriate here, And I could say, okay, maybe it's not because of error in the system, but because of extraordinary market conditions that warrant some kind of buffer like that. And it's decided by humans, and it should be because humans should be managing this, because you've got rules, but then you also have the human behavior and how those two interact. You're going to have to allow for these rule-based automated market making framework to evolve. And honestly, there isn't a perfect answer. Like, I don't think, for example, UST Luna relationship can ultimately be left alone and hands off and nobody manages it, because I'm sure there is some kind of crazy case, corner case that could occur that is very rare that you might not have programmed for. I don't know, let's say electricity goes out or something like that, and it creates a cascade that all of a sudden we just couldn't have predicted. So I think, Ryan, to your point, it's perfectly decentralized and distributed, but doesn't mean it's not being managed and it's just autonomous, right? And just
all right.
So guys, we are back down at 24.
Oh yeah, wow.
I was actually just looking at what the staking rate is. Staking right now is 14.1%. So everything's up. I know we've been toying with the idea of giving back to the community. I know we've discussed this. Do you guys want to get into this?
Yeah. Just want to comment on the price. Price we expect will still could drop, especially if Bitcoin drops in the upper 20K or mid 20K. I would watch the peg. I would watch the communication, official communication from DAO and the community. I would watch the what the large accounts are doing. Like, I would be very concerned if we see massive undelegations from Stake Luna. I think one reason why the system is so resilient was because you have such massive TVL. And yes, there was exodus of that from Anchor on the UST side, but Luna, still a large part of circulating Luna is staked, whatever it is, it's staked. And I think that should stay, and that will protect us. And we want to contribute to that. So that leads us into that.
Yeah, well, and also let me serve it up in this way, because I don't want this to sound opportunistic at all, right? Mm-hmm. But let's serve it up in the right way here, right?
Yep.
We at TTLG, what brought us together in this was like just the novel approach from Terra to creating, programmable money, which is like the world fucking needs. Like, let's be clear, right? And as we've gone further and further down, the rabbit hole, or through the looking glass, I guess would be the most appropriate way to say it. As we've continued down this path, what we have discovered is that we want to be more involved. Right. And in as many ways as we possibly can, we will see you guys in Austin, Texas. We will be there. Georgi and I were just at BTC,
MIT.
MIT, like where that we are ourselves. We are, builders, we are investors, like we are deep in this and we want more exposure. Right. So to that end, and I think this is what you're getting at, Ryan, to that end, right, we have started our own validator, TTLG Crew, and we are slowly building that up into, a meaningful part of the Terra ecosystem. We're one of many. We get it. We've got amazing, technical partners and support in the way that we're keeping this thing maintained. And we're happy to put it in the show notes. And to the extent that you're looking for a validator home, we would love for you guys to consider us. In addition to that, we have some interesting accoutrement, I guess, if you will, that we'll be adding to the validator offering. So people that come and choose to stake with us, there will be a kind of ongoing set of features that we'll be making available to the people that come and choose to stake with us. So I mean, that's, and maybe that's a good kind of opportunity to wrap the conversation today, but it's just like, you know, this I'm telling you this right now, right? We had it at, Ryan, do you remember our episode Blood in the Streets?
Right. Yeah.
That's what this shit feels like. And I am telling you, mark May 9th in your fucking head and get it through there, okay? It is easy to be like this crypto cool guy on Twitter being like, fucking LFG, wag me, let's go, here we go, moon. This shit, this is the test. This shit is the test, right? And for me personally, you know, I've been in and around this space for a while. I feel very thankful to have met so many of the people that I've met. But when I get on Twitter, right, and there are lunatic communities that are coming together on Twitter spaces, coaching each other through what's happening and how to think about it and how to kind of get back up on your feet. I mean, I was in one room where somebody was like, hey, look, if you're seriously struggling and you're going to miss like a mortgage payment or something, give me a call, right? So like, what I'm saying is that right now in crypto, yes, the technology matters. Absolutely. Yes, the moment in time matters. But the communities and the way that these communities come together and gather around and support each other in building this technology, that is like, that's the X factor. That's the lightning in a bottle, right? Great. And I think that Luna has this. I think that the leadership, sure, you know, we'll do this in another episode. Maybe they could have been more communicative. Maybe the buys in LFG weren't perfectly staged or whatever. But the point is like, that's what this shit feels like. Get back up on your feet, get engaged. And instead of letting something like this kind of tear you down, double down, man. This technology is not going anywhere, right? And whether you participate or not, the train is still leaving the fucking station. And so from our perspective, like we want to be involved at a deeper level. We want to be involved in a more meaningful way. And we welcome anybody to come and join us, you know, on that journey, because we ain't going anywhere, you know. I mean, that, like, this is some of the most important technology you will have access to in your life. And so, you know, again, these times suck, but just so you guys know, from our perspective, right, we had this validator online prior to May 9th, right, and we've been kind of formulating how that we're going to go live with this. And it will be online for the foreseeable future, man, because this is the direction we're going. So
great. Yeah. And, you know, making it through this, we'll all be the stronger and the better, and the ecosystem will harden and will, I think it will make it stronger. It is not an easy journey, and it's not designed to be easy. Otherwise, everybody can just cruise through it, right? But totally worth it. Thank you for your work.
Dig in, man. Do your reading. Like, don't subscribe to less channels. Subscribe to more channels. You know what I mean? Don't, you know, if you need to take a break. That's fine. But get back in the game. You know, like, read more, study more, find something to build. Frankly, if you're super engaged in this and you just lost your ass and you had that much exposure, think about what that means. You were willing to expose that much of your kind of world to these ecosystems. Think about going and getting a job at Terra. Dead fucking serious. Think about going and getting a job at Picket, AVAX, the Ethereum, you know, founder. I mean, pick a place. But yeah. Like, if you're spending that much time in this space and you got nuked, think about spending all your time in this space, right? Because this is not going anywhere. We'll have these ups and downs, but it's just like, you know, again, don't subscribe less, subscribe more. Read. And if you have it in you and you have the ability to do it, build something, build anything, a newsletter, a fucking website that's informative. And if you're technically oriented, build something technical, but just build in the space. And so anyway, that's kind of, from my perspective, it's like, I'm not, you know, I've seen a few of these cycles. I'm not going anywhere. It sucks. I got totally nuked, but you know, again, it is, and I'm not trying to be flip about it. It just is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
That's
well, yeah, guys. Awesome, thanks for sharing. Yeah, thanks for sharing. You know, that stuff with everybody and all the viewers, and thanks for giving the viewers, you know, kind of a little insight on the validator and what we got coming. That's gonna be real exciting, and we're happy we can share it with everybody moving forward within Terra. Gorgie, you got the handles to
TTOG underscore crew. TTOG underscore crew. Check us out. Twitter. We've been active. We're on YouTube. We're on Instagram and Apple Podcast and Medium. And we'll stay here. Our content is evolving. We're very excited about the direction in which we're going. It allows us to truly participate actively, not just through trading or holding and investing, but actually contribute to growing the community. Thank you guys for all of your words and direction and inspiration. It's been amazing. And through the tough times, makes it even more worth it.
Yep.
Awesome. Cool. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you on the next Through the Looking Glass. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.